It's a couple of podcast boys doing a podcast.
We usually do a podcast. Banana podcast.
It's always late, but it's a podcast.
Let us know how longer a term we can use.
Yeah, if it's always late.
An on time.
If you're always late, is there even a schedule?
Nope. Talking about not even a schedule, this is not even Phineas and Ferb. Welcome back to the Implications of Phineas and Ferb, where we discuss the implications of not Phineas and Ferb. I am Joseph.
Yeah, I am Lachlan. It seems like a bit of a bad title for a podcast where we discuss literally everything except Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, I know. So, welcome to Season 2, Episode 28 of Not Phineas and Ferb and Phineas and Ferb Busters. Mm. Now, I'm going to say right out of the gate, I'm kind of upset Phineas and Ferb Busters wasn't a Ghostbusters thing. That would have been cool. But that's okay. Who are you going to call Phineas and Ferb Busters?
That would be a pretty good parody. But we do get a parody of Charlie's Angels in that episode, which is
also still pretty good, yeah. I guess. I never watched Charlie's Angels ever. But
I never did either. But I know that shot where they're standing in front of the explosion. It's very 2002, isn't it?
Didn't they like remake it? Didn't they do like a reboot in 2019?
They did with going to be Kirsten Stewart and Naomi Scott and the other one. I think it's Naomi Scott. I heard it was like so average that it was nothing.
Like it's an action comedy, 2019, and it got 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, 50% on Metalcraft, 50% on IMDb. So it was just unnoteworthy in every way.
Yep. Very, very mediocre. Which, you know, that's a great thing to say about a film that hundreds of people probably worked very hard on that I haven't even seen.
Yeah, I guess. But also, oh well.
Yeah, it's a studio.
Well, not Phineas and Ferb, the first episode. I'll run you down with what happens.
All right.
Phineas and Ferb goes to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're left with Baljeet and Buford to try and fill the mantle to convince Iving's brother that they are indeed incredible.
Yes. Firstly, it would be very, very funny if we just decided that we only cover what Phineas and Ferb do, so if Phineas and Ferb aren't doing much in the episode, we just don't cover that episode at all. I just think that would be very funny, but we're not going to do that because then this podcast would be very boring.
Short, particularly for this episode. But there is a lot we can talk about at the start with Space Adventures.
Adventure in space. That was so out of time. We tried. Space Adventure. It's an adventure in space.
Yeah,
they're just... I like how at the start of that episode, they start singing. Phineas sings the fanfare, and he's like, no, we could do better than that. He sings it again. And then Candace is downstairs, and she's able to hear both Phineas singing and the full fanfare behind it. And she's just getting consistently more annoyed because they just keep saying it over and over again.
Yeah, so the music plays when he sings, which is weird because we couldn't see where it was coming from, but it plays when he sings, which I thought was very
diegetic music.
You're welcome, Miss Grattan. Anyway, very cool. And there's actually Space Adventure in Space is like a Star Trek, Star Wars ripoff that is in the Phineas and Ferb universe. Mm. It's a TV series, movie, it's everything. Very good spoof, and there's more and more of it as we go across this Phineas and Ferb adventure of ours. Interestingly enough, if you want to learn more about it, we have a pretty cool conversation with Jeff about it because it features a little bit in the movie. And he was talking about, wasn't there like a possible spin-off? If there was, Dan and Jeff wouldn't be a part of it. They were like, producer really wanted to do it. And I was like,
I completely forgot that that was a thing.
No, I remembered that. And I'm super keen. I also completely forgot
that we had a conversation with Jeff Stompy Marsh. We did a podcast with Jeff Stompy Marsh. How cool is that? That's never going to get old to see.
I know, right? And we got the inside. And I think it'd be really interesting if they did it, if they got like an adult, like they did adult cartoons. I would like a Star Trek, Star Wars ripoff adult animated cartoon where they just like swear and stuff.
Yeah, because I've been surprised there's very little good quality, like, Star Wars and Star Trek spoofs. Like, I thought there was a lot of them, because there's, like, the Orville, and there's, like, a lot of homages and stuff like Rick and Morty, and there's, you know, Star Trek Lower Decks, which I haven't seen, so I can't speak about.
But they're all separate things.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are separate that kind of pay reference to it, but there's very little that's just overtly like, hey, this is just ripping off Star Wars to be funny.
Yeah,
and I think the only one that really exists is the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars special.
How much material you could get out of the... How much you could get material just ripping off Star Trek, but I'm sure they'd figure it out. Like,
you know how much Star Trek there is, right?
True, and I've watched none of it. I'm also starting to watch, in terms of series that are like it, Solar Opposites, which is done by the guy who did Rick and Morty. And I definitely recommend Rick and Morty more. It's all right. It's good. I'm trying to get into it. It's kind
of well.
Welcome
back to the recommendations of Joe and Lachlan, where we discuss the recommendations of Joe and Lachlan.
Yeah, if you want good shows to watch, that and then also Invincible.
Yes, I was about to bring up. Everyone in the house has started watching Invincible, so we're watching it again.
Anyway, we're gonna have to cut
a lot of
all of that, every single bit of that. But
welcome back from the ad break.
Have you ended up watching Harley Quinn?
I have not yet. No, right, I've been watching Attack on Titan.
It's quite good. It's quite funny. I laughed a lot.
Starring Hayley Coco? Is that how you say her last name?
Starring Penny from Big Bang Theory. Yes. Yes.
Very good actress. And yeah, Attack on Titan. I've been watching that.
Watching Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I finally decided to give it a go. The hype around it. It's a very effective horror series. It's quite terrifying, and it's very good at building tension. It's very good action. The main character is quite possibly the most whiny bitch I have ever seen in all of entertainment media ever.
So he's like an Anakin Skywalker sort of thing?
He is so much fucking worse than Anakin. He yells at everyone that even, like, literally yells at everyone who even, like, vaguely suggests running away from the Titans. And the Titans are these 15-meter tall eldritch monster cannibals that consume humans whole. And he's like, how dare you be a coward and run away? And he's always fucking yelling because he has no volume control. And he's like, how dare you run away? It's like, have you seen those things? I'd run away. They're not that.
Okay.
They're pretty fucking terrifying.
I'm not a massive fan of whiny bitches being the protagonist, but that's all right.
Yeah, and then the annoying thing is he has this, like, kind of love interest. It's in this weird territory where, like, they're not technically related, but they grew up in the same family because her parents were murdered. Anyway, he's got this sister.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. If you're an adopted son, it's adopted. It's perfectly fine. It's not like they're a sister or brother to you at all.
Yeah, exactly. And she is so much cooler of a character. She's like the top of her class and she's like badass and she...
Oh, so she's Hermione Granger.
Yeah.
And this guy's fucking Harry Potter.
Yes, it is exactly like that. And I'm just sitting here watching and I'm just like, why is Mikasa not the main character of this series? What is happening? It's annoying.
Okay. Anyway.
Back to the show that this podcast is supposed to be about.
Yeah, we really need to trim this. I think we might have a problem with attention. I think we might have just a little issue.
Me and my ADHD take offense to that, Joseph.
Well, that's good, because I was aiming for it. I was wanting to offend it.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite part of this ep, I really don't like Irving.
Yeah, I was going to say my least favorite part of this ep is Irving. He is,
and I really don't like his brother.
Yeah, his brother's somehow more annoying.
Yeah, he's boring, but also just annoying. You're just there like, yeah.
I get what they were going for with Irving, and I like a lot of his individual character moments,
yeah,
but as
Irving
a character...
That's the point.
Yeah, he's the audience surrogate. He's a dude who obsesses over Phineas and Ferb. And as someone who's now, what, like 50 episodes, 60 episodes into a podcast about Phineas and Ferb, I get that.
We are Irving, but I don't like myself. So that explains it. I hate myself. I hate Irving.
It's like looking in a mirror for too long. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But the good part of this episode... Doof is building a train.
Yeah. So my favorite part is Doof, and he's built this train, and then he knocks it over, and he's like, "Ha! All of you are going to be late for work." Not that they're injured or they're hurt or that it's going to cost money to fix the train or anything like that. It's the fact that they're going to be late to work that makes him like get on. And I'm like, yes.
Doof is the best kind of supervillain. He is a supervillain of minor inconvenience. He doesn't want to murder anyone. He just wants people to be late to work.
It's the sort of evil I live for. And then when he was like, what are you going to do? I'm going to shrink down all the national wonders of the world just for my train set because I'm sick of these models being trash. And I'm like, yes.
That's relatable.
More evil things. Not for selfish reasons, but like little meaningless selfish reasons. Just so good.
It's fantastic. I also do enjoy how this entire episode is just them gaslighting Irving.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, gaslighting his... Well, no, his brother... I don't get it. The brother kind of... Yeah, he just annoys me so much because he's like, oh, I'm the truth detector. But he can't see that it's Baljeet and Buford in costume. Yeah, also, where did they get the costume?
That's what we call the joke.
I know.
I really liked how the Eiffel Tower at the end just shows up.
Yeah,
just to, like, make Irving doubt reality. Like...
Yeah, because
it's like a reverse busting. Instead of the thing disappearing, it becomes real. That's a cool premise, I think.
Yeah, but then it goes again before Mum sees it, which is traditional.
That's just consistency.
Yeah, they have to do that. They can't not at this point.
I've written, they think Candace is insane, and I cannot remember why I wrote it.
Because she's running around. But I feel it. And she's just like stretching Phineas and Ferb. Going, these are costumes. Oh, yeah. And she's like, it's invisible. It's gone now. Like,
and there's all the mums there, and they all just like, oh my God, what, Linda, what have you raised?
Yeah, she's like, it's so lost. And she's like, okay, this is my life now. And I'm like, Linda, your child is having a mental breakdown. Yeah, this isn't normal life.
This is a cry for help.
Yeah, she needs help. That is not a normal thing to do. I understand why. I understand why as the audience, but you shouldn't. Go seek some help.
I've also, one of my favorite jokes in this episode, and one of the funniest jokes I've seen in Phineas and Ferb in a while. I just really enjoyed it. You know how there's always one bang in line? Mm. I love how Doof gets shrunk down, and then Perry just puts him in his hat, and then Doof goes, hey, you can't, oh, this is nicer than my first apartment.
It is really good. Coming into adult life, I haven't quite got that feeling yet, but yeah. I kind of relate when I, oh, hang on, I hope my roommates can't hear me. I'll whisper into the microphone. Yeah. What I don't like is I go to the shower, and because we've only got two shower bath mat things, and the bath mat is completely drenched, like completely, like it's just water. And I'm like, what? So I have to take the bath mat, I wring it out, then I hang it back up, then I get the other bath mat, and I put it on the floor, and the other bath mat somehow wet as well. And it's just so awful, because I do it every single time. And now one of them's getting mold, because it's been wet for so long. And I'm just like, I want to die. All I want to do is have a shower, and then have something to dry my feet with, and so water doesn't go everywhere through the bathroom. But I can't have it because I think they shower with the door open and they aim the shower head out the fucking door and they just shower outside the shower because it's claustrophobic. I don't give a shit. Anyway, it ruins my bath mat and I hate it.
I feel very sorry for the people that came to this podcast for Phineas and Ferb. It's like one of those classic Black Panther and Infinity War memes. It's like, I'm listening to a Phineas and Ferb podcast. Yes. So shouldn't you discuss Phineas and Ferb? We don't do that here.
We don't do this. Not yet.
So yeah, that's all the notes I've got for that first episode.
Yeah, it's not Phineas and Ferb, so I'm not interested. Phineas and Ferb Busters, on the other hand, though.
That's a lot of Phineas and Ferb.
Amazing thing. And then there's Candace's Angels, which is also fairly good.
Yes, but not as amazing. There is one solid implication in this episode
that's probably gonna take up the majority of our time right now.
Yes, so rapid fire, because I've got the summary for this one. Candace can't manage to bust the boys, and it's frustrating her. There's a bit as where she literally looks away for a quarter of a second, and when she looks back, their entire contraption is gone. It's quite funny. the Fireside Girls apparently moved a mountain. Because
That's it. That's the one I want to talk about.
That's actually not the major implication I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the major one. What major one? Oh, okay.
I'll tell you in a sec. So, yeah, Candace comes up and is like, how do I bust my brothers? And Isabella goes, well, how do you think I got my moving a mountain patch? And Candace is like, by working on it solely by yourself. And she was like, no, teamwork. See that mountain? It used to be over there.
And then there's like a hole where the mountain was, and they've like, moved it to where the glacier was.
How many Fireside Girls are there?
They're small girls. How do they move a mountain? That is insane.
Do you know how heavy a mountain is? I'll give you a hint. Heavy. It's pretty. It's pretty fucking heavy.
I'd say at least 3 tons.
Have you seen that? Yeah, at least. Have you seen that video of those dudes moving a house?
No.
There's some dudes over in a non-European country, so my geography is bad about it.
Because your geography of the European countries is amazing, is it? Fuck.
I'm pretty sure I
don't know what Spain's next to. Get out of here.
I can point to England, and I can point to America and Canada, and I can point to Russia, and I can point to Australia.
That is more than most of America can, so that's fair enough. I'll give you that.
No, I joke, but I tend to know where countries are. I mean,
name a country. Africa? And then points. Oh, I love that.
So yeah, there's these dudes, and they need to move a house, so they just get everyone in the village, and they just pick it up and move it. It's really cool.
What? Like every single person.
There's like 200 people each holding onto this house, and they all work together and they just lift a house and move it.
Right. They better lift with their legs. Otherwise hurt your back.
I reckon.
That's how Isabella moved the mountain. She lifted her legs.
Did some deadlifts to prepare.
Deadlifts, and she was just like, teamwork my ass. Watch me. And then just like fucking yeet. Just like threw it over there. Good.
I love that. Right.
So what was your major implication that wasn't
my major implication
for mountain?
Was gonna be so Phineas and Ferb, their adventure for this one is they decide to so they let Barjee choose the adventure because they've got to let all their kind friends participate, and I appreciate that. And Barjee chooses Beyblades. And they try the Beyblades out. And they're like, this is pretty boring. And I'm like, firstly, how dare you? I have never been so angered by something I agree with so
much. Me and my ADHD are offended.
I played a lot of Beyblade when I was a kid. So
how do you know a kid has ADHD? Well, you'll see him with a spinning top made out of metal. And then you'll know. That's the test.
Minor tangent. I think I might have even brought this up on the podcast before. But quick fire version of the story. And you were there for this. This is for the listeners. My cousins came.
That's just for me.
Yes. My cousins came over one time, and they were talking to me about how into Beyblades they are. And I was like, oh, what Beyblades have you got? Because, you know, I know Beyblades, like, vaguely. And they were like, we don't have any. Our friends from school have one, but we don't have one because mum won't let us buy one.
How
I'm like,
do you not have Beyblades?
How do you not have a Beyblade? And I was like, righto, I'll set you up. So I went up into the shed and I got my old Beyblades out and I handed them to him. I was like, all right, you're going to have this one. You're going to have this one. And I gave them like some really good ones, like ones with a metal face bolt and like a proper ripcord launcher. And I was like, you'd be special with this. And I had two copies of my favorite one. So I gave him one of them. And it was like this super sweet moment where it was like, oh, we got the same Beyblade because we're like cool like that. And it was really happy. And as they were driving off, we were like waving goodbye to him. And I was just like, I just realized all the new Beyblades are plastic. And these people are like 9. So they probably have the new Beyblades. And I've just given these kids the old metal Beyblades that are capable of like tearing your finger off.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Their mum probably hates me now because every couple of days she gets a bill in the mail that for another fucking plastic
another
Beyblade
health insurance claim.
And I don't regret a thing because that's the fact that they're going to go to school and start destroying their friend's property, to me at least, is objectively hilarious.
It is quite hilarious.
So they let Barjee choose. He chooses Beyblades. They're like, we're going to upgrade this shit.
Yeah,
so they do
like,
what
it means more oomph. And I'm like, yes. Metal? No. Sit down, boy. We've got a better idea than that.
And they do what I always dreamed of. And they build Beyblades that you can sit in and drive that are giant. And Phineas then delivers the line, since we couldn't have cords attached to all of them because that would get tangled, we've just spread the power through the ground in the garden with this machine. Yeah. And I'm like, that's my major one. They built a small, like a very small generator that can power all of these tops and can literally like wirelessly transmit energy or like through the ground.
Yeah.
How do we think they did it? And do we think that they had to just do the minor challenge of solving the renewable energy crisis so that they could play with spinning tops?
Beyblades?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Prestige?
I have, yeah. It's a good movie.
There was a bit where the light, Hugh Jackman picks up a light and it turns on and he puts it back in the ground and it turns on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that, i.e. magic.
Yeah, isn't the trick to that one that the light just has a power source in it?
No, because he flicks a switch. Hang on. I'm going to actually do a bit of Googling for this.
Oh my God, research on this podcast?
Research is a very strong word. I'm not going out and collecting my own data or shit. I'm literally clicking a few words into Google. I'm not even going to click a link. I'm just going to...
I was initially going to ask if this episode not require much editing, but you know. Well,
this one's. Well, you just cut out the 20 minutes in between and you'll be fucking fine. So it is. I think it's possible you can power shit through dirt, like through the ground. But what I originally thought before Buford pumped it up to like whatever, he could very easily, that backyard could very easily have a thin metal plate just on the bottom. And then there's grass on the top. Because
in fact,
the amount
probably
of shit they
does
do.
Because they don't they have like a rocket launching center beneath it?
Yeah, they've got so many things like, beneath it. Even in this app, one of Candace's angels, the hippie one, she comes out of like a tunnel that's underneath the backyard. So it stands to reason that the backyard itself maybe have like a thin sheet of metal, which is then transmitting the electricity, similar to what you have in a bumper car above you with the little wire, except below you. And you probably shouldn't be standing on that ground. Anyway.
However, in terms of
Buford,
you know,
does
what
turn,
it does.
Turn
but yeah,
it
I was just going
to
say.
Not even 11, not even halfway. He just turns the danger up a little bit. And
these huge
electrical pulse pumps through the entire tri-state area.
And that generator is very small. And notice it doesn't have any wires connected to it.
No, so it's got all
it's a
whatever
very,
the energy
very powerful
power
battery.
Source is. Is it,
that's inside. The real implication. One of the main reasons we can't do renewable, like that we're struggling to do renewable energy is because of the difficulty of having a super battery. Because we need somewhere to store it after we've made it. Because you can store coal and you can move it across the world, but you can't really store like
batteries are heavy, they're expensive, they're difficult.
Until now.
Until now. But this generator could power anything wirelessly. Like it did, like it just sat it on the ground, turned a switch, and the entire tri-state area had a huge. Are we going to talk about the fact that it like could transform other robots and like upgrade?
Yeah, that's
them?
Another good point. Jesus Christ, wireless upgrades.
Also,
wireless
as soon
physical
as,
upgrades.
As soon as the boys left the spinning tops, they flew off. That's not how spinning tops work. Like they flew up. They just left.
Yeah, they gained so much speed that they just went up into space, I guess.
That's not how spinning works.
Yeah, no, like, not really.
Alright, I dare you to stand in and like stand and then put your arms out and just start fucking spinning.
I mean, to be fair, if something generates even a little bit of upwards lift, which like, I mean, okay, this is very... You're probably going to yell at me for this, but... If something generates a decent amount of upwards lift, which the fact that spinning tops can't stand up when they're not spinning, but then they do stand up when they are, means they probably generate at least a little. It stands to reason that if it goes fast enough, it'll go up, right?
Think of a spinning top not like it's lifting up, but like it's leaning on itself.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Because like it's like you the force keeping you up is the force keeping you up on the other side? Because you're spinning so fast, the one opposite, like assume your state of spinning. You're on one side of the spin. On the other side of the spin, there's a kind of you. And that force counteracts. And so you can kind of like stay in the one spot because you're leaning on yourself.
I guess. But like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, you're probably right.
Because the force is very much flat. But no, it wouldn't go up. There's no way it goes up. It's not going to defeat gravity without any sort of... Because it's just a spinning top. There wasn't anything that would give it lift. There wasn't, like, sails or anything. But anyway, I found it fun that... And their eject button just, like, fires them out.
And Bajit keeps breaking. He gets his finger caught in the glass and then he...
Oh, that would hurt. That was hefty glass. Yeah, that shit looked thick.
Painful. Holy moly.
And it closed. That would have, like, broken...
You have shut a door,
like,
on your
fingers
nail.
Fingers would have been broken. He would have been sitting there with broken fingers going, I just wanted to enjoy my Beyblades. As they just like smack into each other. Because they were just bumper carts, really. And then the wild electricity goes everywhere and like annoys things, and Doof nearly gets murdered by his own machine, and then Norm saves him, and so he goes back to Norm, and Norm's squirrel powered as usual, and oh, it's good stuff. It's very wholesome.
Yes, this is just a good episode. This is one of those very normal Phineas and Ferb style episodes that's just enjoyable.
Haven't got any complaints about it.
Yeah, apart from the flying spinning tops, apparently.
That's not how spinning tops work.
Here's some rapid fire implications. I like how Monogram cucked Bajit out of getting to say, "Where's Perry?"
Yes, and I don't think Bajit has said it. I'm sure he said it at least once.
Yeah, probably. Anyway,
they gave him the honor, and then they just cut, which is great.
They cut, and Monogram's like, "Where's Perry? Oh, there he is.
There you are.
Sorry,
didn't
Agent
see
P, I didn't see you. You were
we need right that egg laying mammalian magic," and then he does his magic trick, which was really good.
He just disappears. Monogram's like, "Whoa, where did he go?" And then they show him under the desk, and it's like, okay, so we don't have to discuss this implication because they reveal the trick. Very nice of them. Less work for us.
Yeah. Far less work for us. Oh, yeah, I just pointed him. There he is. Yes. That's how he did it.
Some good lines. I like how Candace goes, "Why is everything so hard?" Cause same, Candace. Same.
When she just starts crying because her friends are like, "I'm not really into orange. Can I have a pink one?" And she's just like, breaks down. Like, she just starts crying. It's so hard. Life never goes right. And I'm like, you are... so close to the edge, Candace. Are you sure this is a good idea? Like, you are...
nearly gone.
That tipped you.
Yeah. I also...
But I feel
like,
it. I understand that.
Yeah, we're uni students. 100%.
That's how you live life to life. Day to day. Not life to life, day to day.
A good line from Norm. "I now know I have a heart because it's breaking."
Yeah, again, another thing you can relate to. That was rough. That was deep. Poor Norm.
Rip Norm.
I know.
And then one more one. Two ones from Zach. Shout out to Zach. We watched the episode with him.
Yeah, he kind of just jumped into our Discord. What a rude little... No,
yeah, imagine just jumping in and watching Phineas and Ferb. How rude.
Imagine if we ever did that with our Discord. Had like... people join us. Anyway, continue.
Just invited people in. Imagine if Swampy just jumps back in. He's still in the Discord server.
He's still in Discord. He doesn't know how to use Discord. We won't tell him. I will have no slander for him on this podcast. But he is still in this.
Yeah, it makes me happy that every time we record, I see that little M Monogram username in the offline people on the...
He has been offline, I think, for 6 months now?
Yep. Let's have a look. Send him a friend request.
he is my friend, I think.
Oh, is he? Is he mine? He better be.
Assume he's my friend.
He's not my friend. I can't say I'm friends with Swampy.
Surely we can.
I mean, he's in our Discord server. That counts. We're friends with him.
We're the only... the only Discord server he is in his house.
Yeah, and also how many other people can say that they've been invited to have a beer with Swampy when coronavirus clears up?
I would love a beer right now, actually. That's what I'm
I could go for a beer right now.
Some
rapid fire, going back to what I was trying to say, some rapid fire implications from Zach. Got two. He was just watching and commenting, and some of his comments were top tier. The first was when Perry left after the power surge, Perry leaves Doof, and then Doof has to fight the robot by himself. And Zach goes, I love how he just leaves Doof to die.
Yep. But well, Monogram told him he can't, so he just leaves him there.
Perry's like, good soldiers follow orders.
Good soldiers follow orders.
Anyone who's watched Clone Wars can cry with us.
Yes, Bad Batch. Watch that as well.
Bad Batch is really good. I'm really enjoying it. There's something that we should have brought up in the show recommendation section. We've been watching Bad Batch. It's good.
Watch Clone Wars first, though. Like, yeah. you gotta like Star Wars if you want to watch it. But
yeah,
it's still worth a watch.
The correct watching order for Star Wars is 4, 5, 6,
no.
2, Clone Wars from midway through season 3 through to season 7, Bad Batch, episode 3, Mandalorian, episode 7,
the
episode
correct
8.
Star Wars watching, if you want to make sure you get the best experience, watch number 4, then watch Phineas and Ferb, Star Wars, and then watch Mandalorian. That's all you need to know. Fuck the rest. Oh, Clone Wars is great. If you feel like some extra reading.
I like how you just had the balls to say fuck episode 5. That is some commitment, dude.
The only reason I'm including 4 is because Phineas and Ferb is built on 4 and you're not going to get all the cool jokes if you haven't watched 4. That is the only reason it's in the list.
Yep, that's a good point.
Also, you'll know who Luke is when he shows up in Mandalorian. Major spoilers, but still.
Yep. Pretty much.
You won't get why he doesn't have a hand and he's got a green lightsaber and he's wearing black. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
It don't matter. yeah. Clone Wars Season 7 is so good. And then last line, at the very end of this episode, Candace's angels, because that's what we're calling them now, Candace's angels, crying. And then Lynn... Candace is like, just give it a rest, guys. It's over. And they go, but we were told to wait until Linda offers pie. And then Zach immediately jumps in and just goes, fuck, I'd love some Linda's pie.
I want some pie. Just normal pie.
Yeah, I could go for some pie.
Kind of hungry, actually. I haven't had breakfast and it's 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock,
I need
to
have some lunch.
Yeah, you probably should. I'm probably going to go have a beer. Anyway, let's wrap up the episode. Joe, where can the people find us?
They can find us on Gmail, right? And someone did find us on Gmail.
Oh my god, very nice.
I have not responded to him, so I thought it would be a cool way to respond is through the podcast, like we've been trying to do for a while.
Yes,
would you like me to read you the Gmail? I definitely 100% haven't read you before.
Let me have a read.
Alrighty, so I have to find the Gmail app. I have found the Gmail app. Silas Frost has said, "Dear Joe and Lachlan, I'm writing a response to something I noticed in your episode on Just Passing Through, which you were talking about Superman not having to strain with his handcuffs, and I noticed you were shaking something that sounded like metal cuffs, and it added some depth to the show. I'd like to propose that you add one DIY sound effect for a random part of each of your episodes. I think it would be a really funny gag, even if you didn't mention what you were doing. Continuing to love the show on long bike journeys, Silas."
First of all, listening to the show while going on a bike, 100%, that is the ideal way to consume it. I appreciate you. That is
I don't know if riding a bike is ideal, not my personal thing, but if it's
yours,
love
if you are listening to this podcast while riding a bike or in a car, watch out.
I think he's missed something really important to our podcast, though.
Yeah.
Which is, if there is a gag, we will point it out, and we will make sure you know how funny it wasn't, because we will point out how funny it isn't. but I'm glad he's tried to softly give us the advice of not pointing out everything. Thank you. And also, when it comes to DIY sound effects, that is a nice idea. I am just awfully lazy.
Yeah, it requires effort. This podcast is fun to make because it is such a low effort content. We can just basically talk to each other.
Well, I wouldn't say low effort, but it's just...
It's not awesome. Low effort, but like the time put into time consumed is very, very
I think the reason why Silas particularly likes it is because the immersion, I assume. Well, that's why I would like it, so...
Yep, bit of ASMR, Lachlan in post, pan these. Now I'm in your left ear, now I'm in your right ear. Very cool. I'm not actually going to pan those. That's too much work. But
you're just going to fucking... Like, you're a weirdo.
I'm just going to leave it in.
Anyway, this is the immersion.
Oh, you've got immersion for us.
Yeah, can you hear that?
Oh, it's not really picking up with Discord, but it'll pick up with
Unicaster. It will go through Unicaster. So there was a bit of immersion in there. It's awful immersion. Yeah. And I would also find it hilarious if you somehow just cut in a nice little car crashing noise for poor Silas. I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that to Silas. Have a nice ride.
Yep. There's some immersion. Instagram. Drop my phone.
I'm sometimes on Instagram because there's cool memes. That's about it, really.
Instagram's fun. Sometimes we post memes. Mostly we post teasers. Sometimes I send Joe memes on that account so that he can proceed to not check it because he doesn't have notifications on.
Yep. Oh, no, I do. I just don't. I just go nuts.
Wow, so it's not because you Instagram don't see it. It's just because you don't really
I'm making
want
sure you know I purposely look that you send something and go nuts. And also, if you want to hear how late the episode will be, might try Instagram, might be there.
We sometimes post occasionally about that. And also, you can find us on other places in the description, like Twitter and other et cetera. We're very lazy with social medias. It's not really our thing.
Watch it on YouTube as well if you want to get some views up.
I wonder if there's anyone other than Zach listening this week. If you're listening on YouTube, leave a YouTube comment. We probably won't see it, but like, leave it anyway.
Zach will see it, and Zach will
see
us.
It, and Zach will respond, and that's what matters.
Yeah, Zach will respond on his account. And it's an unofficial part of this podcast. Thanks for your comment.
Yep. And that's about it.
That is good. Have a nice one.
Yeah. Yeah, have a nice rest of your ride / car trip if you're listening in that format. Remember that lane that you're merging into has a car in it, and if you don't slow down, then you're probably going to hit it. Just chill out. I know what we've done today.
I know what we did today. We've done today. You've done today. End it. Kill it. Bye, Craig.
Immersion. Bye, Craig. Teacup sounds.
The implications of Phineas and Ferb. Listen to it whenever you can.